should be imposed a no-fry zone, banning fast food shops near schools. Obesity levels in kids are climbing. The government and the Republic is considering an exclusion zone for new fast food restaurants near schools and playgrounds. The journalist Niamh Horan with us today. Morning, Niamh.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm terrible, thank you. And the commentator, Geoffrey Peel. Morning, Geoffrey.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What do you think, Niamh?
Well, I'd love to know one good reason why we shouldn't, that's for sure. I mean, we all know that kids are most impressionable as when it comes to picking up bad habits. And I mean, I just know from my own experience when I was at school, that's when I fell into the trap of junk food as well, having it so close. You'd congregate outside there with your friends after school. It was a social place to hang out. You know what I mean? You got it, you got a burger or chips or whatever to be sociable. And that's where I fell into the trap. I mean, why shouldn't we ban takeaways from school? It makes no sense to have them near the gates that hundreds of kids are coming out of every day and passing by in the way of temptation.
Geoffrey?
What a load of nonsense. First of all, it's highly unlikely that this legislation will pass in the Republic. People just wouldn't put up with this type of invasion on the commercial space. What fish and chip shops sit down and think, oh, let's open up near a school. That'll guarantee good business. It doesn't work like that. And many businesses might happen to be located fairly close to schools. But if this legislation, for example, were to pass in Lisburn, my hometown, most of the still open premises in Lisburn city centre would have to close. It's patently absurd. Businesses are finding it difficult enough to survive without this silly, draconian, nanny state interfering mentality. Everything has to have this ridiculous causal relationship. This morning we wakened up to hear that apparently if we eat too much salt, we might prematurely age. Each and every day we hear some spurious, ridiculous causal relationship between consumption of certain types of foods and some medical outcome. It is absolutely clear that we have an obesity epidemic because that's because kids put too much food down their throats. They're provided with money. There's no parental responsibility. And it's about parental responsibility primarily here. It's not about shops being open near schools.
I just think take them out of temptation's way. And I actually would go one step further. And I think if you're going to ban takeaways near school gates, then you should also ban fast food, which a lot of schools and people aren't talking about are doing. They're serving up burgers and chips and baked beans.
But they don't have to eat them. And parents shouldn't be giving kids so much money that they're allowed to go to. And also parents should be teaching children about proper nutrition. It's not the responsibility of fast food outlets for an obesity epidemic. It's parental irresponsibility, not teaching kids about good nutrition and about kids themselves not having any
control. As well as I do, parents can teach children about all, I mean, they can teach them about the birds and the bees, they can teach them to stay away from alcohol, they can teach them to stay away from drugs.
The great thing is the Republic of Ireland is a relatively free society, and this legislation will not be passed, and that's a good thing.
I'll tell you something, Stephen. On your show, I always have a difficulty talking. There's people always talking over me. What I was going to say is they all have issues, no matter how much their parents teach them in these areas, when they are around peers and when they're put in temptation's way. So why take them out of it? And I think it's disgraceful that schools, more so than takeaways, who are trying to make a living, as schools should have responsibilities not to be serving up this absolute junk at lunchtime. They're tired enough, they're mentally exhausted and going through the different subjects, and then they come to 1 o'clock. Of course they're going to choose the chips and the burgers if that's what's there, rather than the healthy option. And if you don't think the takeaways in your schools are targeting children, and with their flashing eat signs outside and the smell coming out the door when kids...
Well, they're targeting customers. Here's the shock, Niamh. They're targeting customers. They're trying to bring money in so that they can sustain their business, pay for their staff, make a profit.
Absolutely. It's all about money. But does that make it right? No. I mean, if they were doing the same with cigarettes or alcohol...
There's so many schools close to fast food restaurants. How many of these would you actually be closing down?
I would wonder if from now on, if they say that they can't open up near schools. I mean, if that's the way to start it moving forward, if they can't open up anymore near schools, if it was the same done with alcohol or cigarettes, there'd be uproar. And junk food is every bit, if not more harmful than either of these.
Geoffrey?
Well, yes, we're at one here. This is junk food, but we all occasionally like some of it. Even kids occasionally should be given a treat of junk food. My kids occasionally tramp up to McDonald's. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with fast food outlets. There's nothing wrong with fish and chips. There's nothing wrong with occasional bit of fun.
What's
fat kids are not fat because of junk food outlets near schools. They're fat because they eat too much of the stuff. And that's the simple reason. And
absolutely,
parents should be encouraging
them to
do that. It is not the responsibility of the state to interfere in things that don't concern it. The great thing about the Republic of Ireland is that it is a remarkably free society, and this legislation will not pass.
Stephen, I have to point out as well that there's lots of children that go to school whose parents aren't home in the evenings, and they go with the key of the door, the front door around their neck. They come home to an empty house and they're expected to make their own dinner. Of course, they're going to go into takeaways on the way home to use that as an option instead of making
my kids don't.
Themselves. Well, there's lots of kids that don't have that luxury of having
my kids walk past fast food outlets every day and they don't go into them and consume this. Occasionally, they might.
After telling me that they tramp up to McDonald's every so often. If that's what you want your kids to eat, and that's your problem.
There is nothing wrong with it. There is nothing wrong with it. My kids are not obese. They've got every responsibility to, or every right to eat in a fast food outlet if they want to occasionally. There is nothing wrong with that.
Right,
the problem is overconsumption of this food. The problem is parents giving their kids far too much money. The problem is their parents not teaching them about proper nutrition. It's about responsibility. It is not about the fast food outlets. We have them. We will always have them. We will always have people eating inappropriate things, but we can't as a society ban everything.
That's a really attitude, especially when we're facing the obesity crisis that we are. And I think you can say whatever you want. You can come up with any excuse or reasoning.
Oh, let's just ban everything. Let's have a Soviet state.
I'd love to finish my sentence. You can say whatever you want. You can come up with any excuse or reason. The bottom line is, if you ask parents, would you like a fish and chip shop or a burger shop to be outside a local school gate or not?
Well, I'm sorry, but it won't happen.
I would say no.
It won't happen. And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing.
I think this gentleman, it's hilarious. I mean, when you see the amount of the statistics nowadays and how many children are obese. I mean, we were hearing that. I talked to a doctor only 3 weeks ago when I was doing a piece, and he was saying that parents are liquidizing McDonald's and liquidizing Chinese food for their babies. That's what they're doing now. And he said it's not, one in a million parents that he comes across. He said this is a common occurrence. So if you're asking parents, if you think that they're going to take responsibility for teaching their kids health nutrition as well, I mean you're on to losing battle there.
Are you seriously suggesting
we'll leave it there. Jeffrey, thank you. Yeah. Leave Horne, thank you.